This is North Shore Today for Thursday, March 2, 2017. Dustin Luca writes in the Salem News, the long-term vision for Salem State University's North Campus includes new student housing, fresh dining commons, another parking garage, and other big-picture ideas unveiled to the public for the first time Wednesday night. The results of a North Campus precinct study, 9 months in the works, were shown to members of the Salem State University Neighborhood Advisory Committee at its monthly meeting Wednesday night. The plan represents a possible blueprint for university expansion plans spanning the next 5 to 15 years. It reflects how to take several needs for the university and turn them into solutions. The first and perhaps most immediate part of the plan is moving Horace Mann Laboratory off of Loring Avenue and to existing facilities on South Campus, which displaces Salem State's current use of that chunk of its campus footprint. That's a project 3 decades in the running, according to Dustin Luca, who has much more on the story in today's Salem News. The city of Peabody wants cable companies to compete in the city. Bill Newell reports.
Rick, Peabody city officials are on the lookout for competition to rival its sole cable provider, Comcast. Leah Dearborn writes in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn, Mary Belovins, secretary for the Cable Commission, said the commission has advertised for cable companies to come to the city, but it's been a long time since a new provider expressed an interest. They have to want to come here, she said, adding that the number of smaller providers in the area has dwindled over the years. She said about a decade ago, Boston Edison, now part of Eversource Energy, was close to making a deal with the city, but pulled out at the last minute. Belovin said she finds that the reluctance on the part of cable companies somewhat surprising, given the population of the city and the high cable saturation. At a city council meeting in February, a number of board members expressed frustration with the available services. Ward 1 Councilor John Turco said the majority of South Peabody was without power for 18 to 20 hours during a recent winter storm. They had zero response from Comcast, he said. I didn't understand how a city of 50,000 people doesn't have a second cable provider. Mark Goodman, a Comcast spokesman, apologized for any inconvenience caused by the storm when contacted for comment. He said local engineers were dispatched to resolve the issue as soon as possible. Comcast operates in an extremely competitive marketplace. We work hard every day to earn the trust of consumers, said Goodman. Mayor Edward Betancourt, Jr. has previously said that he and Mayor Kim Driscoll of Salem contacted Verizon about bringing fiber optic services to the city. He was told that Verizon is not currently building out any additional infrastructure. Stanley Yusevich, Regional Director of Governmental Affairs for Verizon, said that when the company rolled out fiber optic services, it was with an allotted amount of money, and that time has already expended. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. I'm Bill Newell for North Shore Today, MSO News Sports. Rick?
Bill, thank you. Thomas Grillo writes on itemlive.com, Lynn Mayor Judith Flanagan Kennedy is taking no chances when it comes to passing a controversial ballot question to fund a pair of new middle schools. On Wednesday night, the mayor and her city hall team made the case for the $188.5 million project to more than three dozen seniors who packed the recreation room at the stadium condominiums. The mayor is quoted as saying, right now, the library at Pickering consists of two rolling carts with books and there are no science labs. When you contrast that with what we see at the new Thurgood Marshall Middle School, the kids are simply not getting the same educational experience. In a passionate plea, Superintendent Dr. Catherine Latham said every child who attends a middle school should have the same opportunity as every other child. More on this story in today's Item Live with Thomas Grillo. Sean Horgan writes in the Gloucester Times, a Gloucester attorney who has focused her private practice on issues of divorce, child custody, and estate planning has been nominated for a state judgeship. On Wednesday, Governor Charlie Baker nominated Mary Rudolph Black as an associate justice in the probate and family court. Baker also nominated Richard John Sinnott, a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, for the Boston Municipal Court. Both must be approved by the governor's council. Their applications previously were reviewed by the Judicial Nominating Commission and recommended to the governor. Black has been an attorney in Massachusetts since 1986 and has had her own practice since 1997. She is active locally, as a singer and frequent cast member in theater productions. More on this story written by Sean Horrigan in today's Gloucester Times. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.